on either side of them as they glided onwards. The rich meadow grass seemed that morning of a freshness and a greenness unsurpassable. Never had they noticed the roses so vivid, the willow herb so riotous, the meadow sweet so odorous and pervading. In midmost of the stream, a small island lay, fringed close with willow and silver birch, reserved, shy, yet full of significance. It hid whatever it might hold behind a veil, keeping it till the hour should come, and with the hour, those who were called and chosen. Slowly, but with no doubt or hesitation, and in solemn expectancy, the two animals passed through the broken water and moored their boat at the margin of the island. In silence they landed and pushed through the blossom and undergrowth till they stood on a little lawn of marvelous green. "This is the place of my song dream, the place the music played to me," whispered the rat. "Here, in this holy place, here if anywhere, surely we shall find him." Then suddenly the mole felt a great awe fall upon him, an awe that turned his muscles to water, an awe that bowed his head and rooted his feet to the ground, an awe that smote and held him. And without seeing, he knew that some august presence was very, very near. He turned to his friend and saw the rat at his side, cowed, stricken, and trembling. Perhaps he would never have dared to raise his eyes, but the call and the summons seemed dominant and imperious. He could not refuse. Trembling, he obeyed and raised his humble head. And then, in that utter clearness of imminent dawn, he looked in the very eyes of the friend and helper. Saw the backward sweep of the curved horns gleaming in the growing daylight. Saw the stern hooked nose between kindly eyes. Saw the bearded mouth broken into a half smile at the corners. Saw the rippling muscles on the arm that lay across the broad chest, the long supple hand still holding the pipes just fallen from parted lips. Saw the splendid curves of the shaggy limbs disposed in majestic ease on the sward. Saw, last of all, the magnificent hooves. All this he saw for one moment, breathless and intense, vivid on the morning sky, and still, as he looked, he lived, and still, as he lived, he wondered. "Rat," he found breath to whisper, "are you afraid?" "Afraid? afraid?" murmured the rat, his eyes shining with unutterable love. "Afraid of him? Oh, never. And yet, Mole, I am afraid." Then the two animals, crouching to the earth, bowed their heads and did worship. Sudden and magnificent, the sun's broad golden disk showed itself over the horizon, and its first rays took the animals full in the eyes and dazzled them. When they were able to look once more, the vision had vanished, and the air was full of the song of birds that hailed the dawn.